radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
Radio.fm. Until the internet falls apart.
Oh, podcast god, I can't wait to listen to all these great comedy shows and everything else that's cool at MutantRadio.fm before the internet falls apart.
You too won't want to miss a bit of the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival from March 2nd through 6th, 2016. Buy tickets now.
Brought to you by Subliminal SF, PBR, The Eagle SF, Brainwash Cafe, Asiento, and the great people at Alta California Botanicals. Have you heard of Subliminal SF? Visual and auditory mind control. Graphic design, physical merchandise, live music promotions. Go! www.subliminalsf.com for the most amazing t-shirts you've ever seen. Graphic design for every need. And live music promotion at some of the best bars in San Francisco. That's Subliminal SF, visual and auditory mind control. Go to subliminalsf.com now.
Good evening there, my friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic's books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastic's deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitious. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak ceiling. So all you got to do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cock, honey.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shit. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag-nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
499.
The dictionary definition of the adjective eclectic is selecting or choosing from various sources. When Bay Area musician J.D. Buell brings you Morning Train Wednesday 10 a.m. to noon on Mutiny Radio, that is exactly what he does. Select music from various sources to give you a unique listening experience. Rock, pop, jazz, bluegrass, gospel, funk, reggae, folk, blues, country and western, electronica, soul, disco, rhythm and blues, punk and post-punk come together with music from around the world with Buell's passionate and down-to-earth delivery. In an age of personal music delivery systems, J.D. Buell carries on the values of progressive FM radio when a listener could actually have a relationship with a programmer, someone who would create an eclectic musical environment wherein both listener and host find fulfillment. The Morning Train with J.D. Buell, Wednesday, 10 to noon on MutinyRadio.fm. Freeform radio for free minds.
Did you know that compact fluorescent light bulbs use 60% less energy than regular light bulbs? And that each one saves about 300 pounds of carbon dioxide a year? If all Americans switched to CFLs, we would save more than 90 billion pounds of carbon dioxide. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Muni Radio in San Francisco.
People from all over the Bay Area come to the Lindsay Wildlife Museum to experience close encounters with live wild animals. The museum's living collection features more than 50 species of non-releasable native California animals. Visitors can see and learn about wildlife such as eagles, owls, bobcats, coyotes, reptiles, and other fascinating creatures. The museum's world-renowned Wildlife Rehabilitation Hospital treats more than 5,000 wild animals each year with the goal of returning them to their native habitat. The Lindsay Wildlife Museum is in Walnut Creek. To learn more, visit wildlife-museum.org. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio in San Francisco.
Safe sex is more than just avoiding STIs and pregnancy, no matter what you're into. Make sure that you and those around you feel safe, comfortable, and are having a good time. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio.
Meals on Wheels is dedicated to fostering independent living for San Francisco seniors by providing hot, nutritious meals delivered to their homes. They're committed to fostering independent living for as long as possible. For more information, please call Meals on Wheels at 415-920-1111. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to Women's Magazine. I'm Global Val. It's not all that we're saying, but it's one of the big things that we're saying here. Give peace a chance. That's what everybody wants. Actually, last weekend at Earth Day San Francisco, I got to be one of the speakers, which was, I was very honored to be. And, you know, my radio name is Global Val, and there's a few reasons for that. And one of the reasons is I've been to 17 different countries. And what I've found as a common thread, so to speak, around the world is that people want basically the same things. They want happiness, they want peace, and they want health for their families and communities. And that's something that I think we have the capabilities of achieving in the 21st century. And so I'm dedicating today's Women's Magazine on MutinyRadio.fm to the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. They go by the acronym WILPF, which is kind of hard to say, WILPF, Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. And they have been an international women's organization for 100 years. They formed out of the ashes of World War I and have been working together ever since. And one of our friends, actually, Alexandria Rain Smith, you could find her on Facebook. She's a poet. She was part of a WILPF summit last summer. And this year, she was invited to The Hague for the centennial, the 100th anniversary of WILPF, and which just happened this past week. And she was one of the, well, I'm calling her the keynote poet because she was invited to perform her poetry. So thank you to Alexandria Rain Smith for being my liaison to WILPF and opening this door for all of us here to gain from what that organization has to say. Being that it is 100 years old, that means World War I was 100 years ago. The Women's International League for Peace and Freedom met, and they created a manifesto to reiterate and to augment and clarify some of their key beliefs and what they're working towards for the next 100 years of peace building in the world. So today, I'd like to read for you that manifesto, the 2015 Women's International League for Peace and Freedom Manifesto. Here we go, folks. We, members of the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, on the centenary of our foundation, pay tribute to the courageous and far-sighted women who, amid the carnage of the First World War, took a bold initiative for peace and brought our movement into being. We affirm their belief that women have a particular interest in stopping war and particular skills we can bring to the task. We remain convinced that the achievement of peace and the achievement of equality and justice for all people, together with the full inclusion and representation of women in all our diversity, are inseparable goals. After 100 years that have brought another world war, 5 times more deadly than the first, the invention of the most destructive weapons ever known, increasing militarism, and the emergence of new kinds of armed actor and conflict, we renew WILPF's commitment to eradicating war by addressing its root causes. Among them, we identify the following. Root causes of war, everybody, according to WILPF. Number one, militarism as a way of thought and the militarization of societies, such that perceived threats are likely to be met with weaponry rather than words. Global Val, side note, take note of what's going on in the conversation in our country right now with police brutality. Number two, the capitalist economic system involving the exploitation of labor and resources by the few, wantonly harming people and the environment, generating conglomerates of global reach and unaccountable power. Global Val, side note, pay attention to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP quote-unquote free trade agreement that Congress is trying to fast-track through right now, which would just decimate, business, society, environment around the world, as it would institute basically corporate tribunals in member states or member countries who would sign on to the TPP. So basically, if you have a big corporation that is extracting some natural resources or using local labor in a country, and that the people in that country or the government of that country decide that this corporation has been violating some sort of environmental laws or some sort of labor laws, they would set up a special court, special tribunal, whereby the judges of that tribunal, independent of anything else, are actually spend part of their time as the lawyers for the corporations. So, I mean, come on, do we not see the writing, the bloody writing on the wall? All right, let me get back to Wilp's root causes of war. Number three, the nation-state system as it is today, involving dominant states, imperialist projects, interstate rivalry, occupation, contested borders, and, inside those borders, all too often, failure of democracy, political repression, and intolerance of diversity. Again, folks, let's look around. Have walls ever really helped anybody other than to throw rocks at them or shoot bombs over them? It doesn't stop anything. It just creates more war and more division. And if we look at even in our country right now, which, you know, we have so much pride that it was founded on the freedom of religion. Well, since 9/11, how much anti-Islamic Islamophobia has come up in our society around dinner tables and in our institutionalized police state. You know, thousands of Muslim Americans were rounded up after 9/11 and falsely imprisoned, and now we see it so much in our mainstream media and everything. And we just have to remember, diversity is a beautiful thing, and we can all get along even though we have different ideas. I think that's where we're going here. Number four, social systems of racist supremacy, cultural domination, and religious hierarchy. All right. Number five or six, as a root cause of war, according to the Women's International League of Peace and Freedom, patriarchy. The subordination of women by men in state, community, and family, perpetuated by the social shaping of men and women into contrasted, unequal, and limiting gendered identities, favoring violent masculinities and compliant femininities. We understand these as intersected and mutually reinforcing systems of power, all founded on violence, and together, productive of war. We undertake with urgency to strive creatively to bring about, before another 100 years have passed, total worldwide disarmament. Economic systems that will deliver well-being to every human being and other life forms on this precious planet. Multilateral organizations capable of mediating between states and guaranteeing international law. Democratic governance from local to global level. Social systems that accord no privilege to people or peoples of a given physical type, culture, or religion, and the end of male supremacy, radical change in the way we live gender, and the fulfillment of women's rights and human rights. Violence is not inevitable. It's a choice. Let me read that again. Violence is not inevitable. It is a choice. We choose nonviolence as means and as end. We will liberate the strength of women and, in partnership with like-minded men, bring to birth a just and harmonious world. We will implement peace, which we believe to be a human right. We will implement peace, which we believe to be a human right. And that is the beginning of WILP's 2015 100 Year Anniversary Manifesto. Humanifesto. What manifesto? Listening to Women's Magazine with Global Val, and you've been listening to an episode of Women's Magazine from April 24th of 2015. So I want to thank Pamtastic for getting that podcast on. And but today I'm actually here live. It is April 29th, 2016. So happy Friday, everybody. Recording live here from MutinyRadio.fm here in the Mission District of San Francisco, right there on the corner of 21st and Florida. It's a community resource for independent voices, local musicians, poets, activists, and all sorts of cool folks and artists. We've got some new art up in our gallery space right now, kind of a patchwork quilt work of various characters and messages. So Mutiny Radio is an evolving organism, and we're here in the community doing this for you and your voice to be heard. And also so that maybe you're just looking for something alternative to mainstream media, well, you have stumbled upon the right station. Mutiny Radio prides itself in putting out unique voices and supporting the freedom of speech. And being that it is National Poetry Month, April, we got to celebrate the poetic practice of free speech in the First Amendment last night, right in the halls of government at San Francisco City Hall. It was the 11th annual Poems Under the Dome, where we have this, we lovingly refer to it as the mother of all open mics, but it also has a featuring essentially community representative poets from around the city. So the organizers go around to different open mics in advance and do free lottery name draws to try to guarantee someone from each of those reading series to be represented at City Hall. And then we also have a big lucky green hat that you can put your own name in the back and for a spot to read. And it was a really beautiful night last night at City Hall. I would say the majority of the chairs were filled, but definitely the room was filled, and there was a lot of great energy in there. And, you know, as I walked in today here to Mutiny Radio to hear that podcast playing from last year, reading about the WILP manifesto, the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, WILPF, which is hard to say, WILP. Listening to that broadcast from last year, it just reminded me that, wow, so many of these issues are still relevant today. I know it was just a year ago, but you'd think that we could, you know, be maybe moving in a you know, faster pace past some of these problems. But, you know, a few months go by in a flash. So not we're still dealing with a nationwide issue about police brutality, police killings. Right now in the Mission District on 17th in Valencia, where the Mission Police Station is, we've had a group of residents here, San Franciscans, who have been staging a hunger strike in front of the police station to try to get them to acknowledge that the police have been killing predominantly people of brown and black skin, and young people, and in many cases in situations where it seemed that the person who was shot and killed by police posed little to no threat to anyone. And so those hunger strikers are actually calling for the mayor, Ed Lee, to either step down himself or to fire the current police chief, Greg Soar. And yeah, a hunger strike. I mean, hunger strikes are something that you hear about, like happening inside prisons, you know, where people can't get out. So they're subject to all these rules and conditions. But these are actual just citizens who live here in San Francisco and are fed up and just highly, highly concerned about the state of affairs here in San Francisco in terms of the police and their relationship with the public. Now, I don't have the latest update. I know that they were, as of yesterday, they had been there for 7 days. And then I only got a brief moment to check in yesterday, and it looked like the police had started to erect barriers outside to try to drive them off. I'm not sure what the update is right now, but this is making, you know, national, international news. I know that the Huffington Post did an article about it, and of course all our local media outlets as well. But this is a significant, you know, attention getter, because if you look across the nation, I mean, we just see it time and again of young people not of light colored skin getting killed by police in situations where, you know, posing little to no threat. So I think what we're looking at here is about a shift of culture, shift of police culture. You know, this whole idea of shoot to kill is really out of control. I remember I grew up here in San Francisco, and not that old. I'm pretty young, actually. I grew up here in the 80s, born in the early 80s. And anyhow, I remember having police officers visit my classes for various reasons. They would do outreach, like, you know, they'd tell us about, you know, don't do drugs, and tell us about the dangers of strangers. And, you know, they were actually doing like community outreach service, trying to keep kids safe. And I'm sure that they still do those kinds of things. But one of the things that I remember, and it was coming from the police officers themselves and also community members and my parents and teachers and all the adults said, when the police stop you, if they police stop someone, they are not supposed to touch their weapons unless there is clear and present danger, basically, you know, if someone's coming at them. And even in that situation, they're not going to shoot to kill, you know. They want to disarm the person. They want to, you know, tamper the threat. And that was the policy. And, you know, so we've gone a very far, we've gone way far beyond that, where so many people that I talk to, when they've had interactions with the police, often the police have their hand right there on their weapons, or people have had interactions with police, and these are nonviolent people. These are people who are just, you know, stopped for something, or, you know, in a place where the police had arrived, and actually had the police, you know, like actually, you know, wielding their weapons in these non-violent, non-conflictual situations. So the whole culture and policy of authority for what we refer to these days now tongue-in-cheek as peace officers, you know, who we would like to support. We would like to have the peace officers and the good people in our community who want to serve this city and to serve the communities across the country and protect citizens. You know, I think we like that. But obviously it's gotten quite out of control. So it just made me think about that with the WILP manifesto about, you know, police violence and also the environment. The environment. This last weekend, I had the honor of being the MC for the Cesar Chavez Day Parade Festival and also the Earth Day Festival, both here in the Mission District. And I had the real honor of introducing the speakers who had been put together by Monica Lopez, who's been working a lot about for labeled GMOs. We had really amazing people come out. The theme of the day was sowing the seeds of change. So we had Penny Opal Plant and Osprey Oriole Lake. These are two women who are dedicated to the rights of environment and indigenous peoples and women. And actually, Osprey is going to be calling into Women's Magazine next Friday, which is May 6th. But they have an event that's coming up tomorrow, and it is the Bay Area Rights of Nature Tribunal. What would the Delta say? So, and they're working to recognize the rights of nature in our laws, focusing on the draining of Delta waterways, Delta species extinctions, and the proposed Delta tunnels. It'll be featuring tribunal judges, including Joanna Macy, Gary Mulcahy, Shannon Biggs, and Tim Strochane. So that is tomorrow, Saturday, April 30th, from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., with a discussion to follow at the Nick Rodriguez Community Center Theater. That is at 213 F Street in Antioch. Again, that's the Nick Rodriguez Community Center Theater in Antioch. And I've got the flyer here to explain it a little bit more. It says, our laws fail to respect nature's rights to exist, to thrive, and evolve. Treating nature as merely resources harms people and the environment. The Bay Area Rights of Nature Tribunal is the first local tribunal modeled after the highly successful International Tribunal on the Rights of Nature, coinciding with the Paris Climate Talks. The tribunal will address violations of nature's rights and human rights caused by Delta water grabs. Join us in creating a new relationship with the Delta and the Earth. Admission is free, but you should RSVP. RSVP is required. So you can register at therightsofnature.org/whatwouldthedeltasay. What would the Delta say is divided by hyphen through each word. They're also on Facebook, the Bay Area Rights of Nature Alliance. And if you want to get more details, you can contact, there's a couple people there, you can contact Linda Sheehan, that's lsheehan@earthlaw.org, or Shannon Biggs, that's shannon@movementrights.org. So yeah, get out there and be part of this Bay Area Rights of Nature Tribunal. There'll be a discussion, collaboration on and discussing solutions and next steps, and have insights from Bay Area ecological justice, human rights, local economy, indigenous women's and other groups. And that's presented again by the Bay Area Rights of Nature Alliance, bringing people together to advance nature's rights in the San Francisco Bay and Delta area. So here we are, a year after the 100th anniversary of the Women's International League of Peace and Freedom's re-released manifesto, and we see that people are indeed working towards some of these goals in order to form a more peaceful, healthy, and thereby happy world. Thanks for listening to Women's Magazine with Global Val. I'm really happy to be here. I'm very grateful to be part of this worldwide community. And so let me play a little music for you. It is National Poetry Month. Here's a little John Trudell, and it's called Poetic Motion. You're listening to MutinyRadio.fm.
Every way, every day turns. Some say our fates are sealed. Anyway, the candle burns. The harvest is the yield.
She isn't Barbie, but she's had her chance at last. She isn't hard, she knows different some streets make. She isn't easy, but she's taken long search looking for love. She isn't young, but she's not as old as she feels at times. She isn't old, but she never really got over being young. She isn't running, but she seemed the rough and world too tough. Say be careful. She isn't lost, but she knows confusions, frustrations bring. She's radical, but she can't turn away from right and wrong. She isn't mad, but she's angry at the way everyone's treated, mistreated. She isn't unrealistic, but she sees this shouldn't happen to people's dreams. She isn't surrendering, but occasionally she falls, sometimes by accident.
You are listening to Women's Magazine with Global Val here on MutinyRadio.fm. And I also want to let you know that we've come into the 21st century. I know it's 2016. I know. But, Mutiny Radio, we're a community station. So, you know, we've got a bunch of DJs here where we pay our dues and we piece things together and make sure that all our equipment works and we got the lights on and the doors can stay open. Pretty basic stuff. We're not here making any money off of our broadcasting, believe me. But, and we produce, of course, a lot. Almost everything here is original or it's local music, and we get the blessing of those who contribute their music to the show and their work to the shows. What's exciting in the 21st century part is that you can now listen to Women's Magazine and the Common Thread Collective, which comes up next with me and Diamond Dave and all our friends. You can now access that on Stitcher. Whatever, if you're a Stitcher person, if you've got that app and you actually listen to other podcasts, you're awesome for listening to podcasts. And thank you for going through the MutinyRadio.fm website, which, of course, also shows up as PCRCollective.org. But now it can be super automatic. You can just go straight through in Stitcher. You can look up Women's Magazine with Global Val and the Common Thread Collective, and you can subscribe, I believe, and listen whenever you want. So if that's a better feature for you and your friends, please go listen to us through there. We'd love to expand the access to this show. And I want to take the next couple minutes and tell you about some events that are coming up. Speaking of looking at the environment and how we can save ourselves and the planet and all life on planet Earth. So on May 2nd, in Hayward, right there in the East Bay, it's going to be a fracking showdown at the Planning Commission. So on Monday, May 2nd, at 5:45 to 8 p.m. at 224 West Winton Avenue in Hayward, California, they're going to the Planning Commission and to try to ban fracking. So here's what they're doing here. This is from Food and Water Watch. It says, guess what? Oil industry, the game is up. The showdown is on. We've been pushing to ban fracking and other extreme oil extraction methods in Alameda County for years. At every turn, the oil industry has thrown up roadblocks. But the people of Alameda County have a message. We're tired of waiting. We demand the strongest ban on fracking and extreme extraction possible. It's the only thing that will protect our water, our families, and our health, and we won't be silent. Join the Food and Water Watch for the most critical hearing of the campaign yet, a showdown at the Planning Commission. So you should definitely check out foodandwaterwatch.org, and it's all right there on their calendar. Actually, one of the speakers last week at Earth Day was the Northern California organizer for Food and Water Watch, Ella Tivan, and she was very positive and ebullient, and she had a lot of great information to share about what Food and Water Watch is trying to do. And did you know, this is something I learned from Earth Day, did you know that the water, so fracking, right? Fracking like shoots millions of gallons of water and poisonous chemicals deep into the earth, into these shale beds, to try to release the last remaining fossil fuels, oils and gases. But then they have all these, you know, to try to maintain levels of oil and gas in the economy that we live in and we drive our cars on mostly. So, I mean, We throw around the word toxic chemicals, but these are just highly poisonous chemicals, benzene and other things that get mixed into this water, shot deep into the earth, you know, through the water table, all sorts of things. But then there's all this water that is left over, this water that's been used to frack. And so this is really poisonous, highly toxic, terrible water that some of the farms in California are using to irrigate our crops. Namely, you know those little halo clementines that you see at the store all over with those cute little stickers of faces of little, you know, little oranges, you know, ding, got their halo up there, or they're, you know, they've got a snow hat on and they're going through the snow and it says cool, you know, it's got a great appealing little cuteness to their product. And actually I read a box the box that they came in, and it says it's non-GMO. So you're like, hey, it's non-GMO. It's kind of cheap. It's right here at my store. But according to Food and Water Watch, the people who grow halos are using fracking water to irrigate the crops. That's just one thing I learned at Earth Day last week. So if you don't want to be eating food that is using poisonous chemical-laced water to irrigate it, you might want to contact these companies who are actually purchasing this fracked water, fracking water to irrigate their crops. And you might want to check out what foodandwaterwatch.org are looking into. So if you're interested in trying to ban fracking in Alameda County, you can go out Monday night, May 2nd, 5:45 to 8 p.m. to the Planning Commission meeting. Again, that's at 224 West Winton Avenue in Hayward, California. Sorry, I had to let you know. Sometimes the truth is ugly, but we need to know these things, and we can't turn our back and ignore it. And so I want to thank everybody who came out to Earth Day and Cesar Chavez Day last week to share what is possible. And we know that there has been a huge victory against fracking in New York State. And so if New York can do it, folks, so can California.
Trying to isolate us in a dimension called loneliness. Greed a parent. Insecurity the happiness companion. Genocide conceived in sophistication. Technologic material civilization, a rationalization, replacing a way to live. Trying to isolate us in a dimension called loneliness. To God, we hope you don't mind, but we would like to talk to you. There are some things we need to straighten out. It's about these Christians. They claim to be from your nation, but man, you should see the things they do all the time, blaming it on you. Manifest destiny, genocide, maximize profit, sterilization, raping the earth, lying, taking more than they need in all the forms of the greed. We ask them why. They say it's God's will. Damn, God, they make it so hard. Remember Jesus? Would you send him back to them? Tell them not to kill him. Rather, they should listen. Stop abusing his name and yours. We do not mean to be disrespectful, but you know how it is. Our people have their own ways. We never even heard of you until not long ago. Your representative spoke magnificent things of you, which we were willing to believe. But from the way they acted, we know you and we were being deceived. We do not mean you or your Christian children any bad, but you all came to take all we had. We have not seen you, but we have heard so much. It is time for you to decide what life is worth. We already remember, but maybe you forgot. Look at us. Look at us. We are of earth and water. Look at them. It is the same. Look at us. We are suffering all these years. Look at them. They are connected. Look at us. We are in pain. Look at them, surprised at our anger. Look at us. We are struggling to survive. Look at them, expecting sorrow be benign. Look at us. We are the ones called pagan. Look at them on their arrival. Look at us. We are called subversive. Look at them descending from name callers. Look at us. We wept sadly in the long dark. Look at them hiding in technologic light. Look at us. We buried the generations. Look at them inventing the body count. Look at us. We are older than America. Look at them chasing a fountain of youth. Look at us. We are embracing Earth. Look at them clutching today. Look at us, we are living in the generations. Look at them existing in jobs and debt. Look at us, we have escaped many times. Look at them, they cannot remember. Look at us, we are healing. Look at them, their medicine is patented. Look at us, we are trying. Look at them, what are they doing? Look at us, we are children of Earth. Look at them, who are they?
You're listening to MutinyRadio.fm. Again, that was a little poetry and music from John Trudell, who just passed over to the other plane a couple months ago, actually. He speaks for himself. This is Free Speech Radio. But one thing I wanted to highlight, being this is Women's Magazine, I got a notice today from the NARAL pro-choice campaign. And there's a petition out there right now to tell Congress to repeal the anti-choice gag rule on AmeriCorps. So AmeriCorps is a volunteer organization that engages in various jobs like teaching and community resources across the country. And it's kind of a cool program because if you're an AmeriCorps volunteer, you get a stipend, but then once you finish your AmeriCorps service, you get a reduction of your student loans. So it's nice. It's kind of a cool transition out of college into a career path, perchance, or at least to gain some experience. And you're also, you know, you're also serving communities across the country. So AmeriCorps, let me read to you a little bit about this petition that NARAL Pro-Choice has been talking about. So AmeriCorps volunteers work to strengthen communities that need it most, and the health centers they staffed often serve low-income people and people of color. But if a woman goes to one of these centers seeking abortion care, AmeriCorps volunteers are prevented by law from helping her by providing full information about reproductive health care options. So there is this gag order on AmeriCorps to not help women access legal abortions. They're essentially, if somebody comes to them and are asking about, you know, these reproductive health, you know, problems or options, by law, AmeriCorps volunteers have this gag order, and they're supposed to kind of play dumb and not help them if they want to obtain an abortion. So this is by law here in this country. So NARAL Pro-Choice has a petition right now to tell Congress to repeal the gag rule that prevents AmeriCorps volunteers from referring women for abortion care. So definitely check that out. I posted on my Facebook page, NARAL is NARAL, Pro-Choice America. And they're just looking out to protect this, you know, this right to abortion, which is a right for women to choose what to do with their bodies and their lives. And it's been legal since Roe versus Wade, but we've seen that even since then, there's a huge push of, you know, moral high ground that are against abortion. And, you know, it doesn't really matter to me whether or not you believe in abortion, you know, or not, or how you feel about it. I'm sure, you know, there's not always just a black and white. There's a lot of gray area. Of course, when we think about women who, or girls, you know, who are raped and become pregnant, you know, thinking about areas of this country where abortion has been highly limited, maybe all the clinics in your state have been closed, and so maybe you're a 16-year-old trying to get across two states to try to get an abortion, or, you know, stay home and have your the baby that you got impregnated with because you were raped. Maybe it was somebody you know, maybe it was somebody you don't know. Most likely it was somebody you know, statistically speaking. And of course, you know, pregnancy is highly risky. You know, health-wise, a lot of things can happen to the woman. And often it comes down to a choice between the woman's life and the unborn child's life. And, you know, there's a lot of people in this country who say, doesn't matter about the woman. We're pro-life. We want to support this unborn child. But my question is, if you're pro-life, are you willing to let a woman die? Just a question.
Enchanting today with your magic. Tomorrow can't help but to be good. You brought the world back to me when I thought I wanted to drift away. You're my heart taker, taking me to joy, gentling me during a life storm, lifting me between the clouds and the sky, bringing me in view of the sun. The first time your eyes caressed mine, to say it was like magic is to tame the gentle passion and moments shared in the seeing of a glance. You took my hand and opened my heart to the beauty of what I did not see. I tried to understand why and how these things happen, but you explained so much with your laughing eye to make me not waste my time worrying or wondering, is this meant to be? The first time your eyes caressed mine, the wind sang their songs. The sunshine shivered with joy, warming the life within me. Tender love and sheltered moments, blowing my mind from the beginning. I was drifting through, trying to live a life.
good things happening suddenly. When the days were dark, you brought the sunlight nights, touching me in your being, tender love and shelter moments. You were fame, you were fortune, you were peace, you were vision, things I thought I wanted and things I really needed, blowing my mind from the beginning. Your kiss melted the night, beauty burned in forever fires, heartbreak, heart beating wild, flaming love, sparks and stars showering the world. Tomorrow is today, is yesterday. In your kiss, time didn't have a chance. Tender love and sheltered moments.
Sparks of love flying all over the earth. That's what we'd like to see here. That's what I'd like to see. You're listening to Women's Magazine with Global Val. Thanks for listening. Another event that's coming up, I want to make the announcement about San Franciscan event. On Thursday, May 5th, there's going to be a city hall hearing, and it's going to be talking about Supervisor David Campos, who has proposed legislation to create more navigation centers in San Francisco. And the navigation centers are for the homeless. We have a huge homeless crisis right now in San Francisco, and a housing crisis in general. Last count, as of a couple months ago, a report came out that there were 7,000 homeless people in San Francisco. And these big, you know, kind of homeless camps popped up on Division Street and down on Bayshore. It was wild. They were just like streets, just like filled and lined with tents. And of course, the costs of living here in San Francisco is exorbitant. So a lot of these people who are homeless on the streets of San Francisco are former residents of San Francisco with an address who can no longer afford to live in their apartments because there's such a huge rent hike. Well, the culture of greed. Hey, let's just say it out there. So if you are available to go chime in at this meeting, the City Hall hearing, again, it's going to be Thursday, May 5th. It starts at 9:30 a.m. This is going to be the second item on the agenda, and it's at City Hall in room 263, Thursday, May 5th, starting at 9:30 a.m., to discuss the solutions. What are some of the solutions to these street encampments? I want you to just imagine that you've been kicked out and yet you still have a job in your town, but you can't afford the rent anymore. But you have your job here, your friends here, your doctors here, your friends nearby or not. Maybe they're far away. And then you're forced to choose between trying to leave town without a job or live in town, maybe in your car if you have one, or join the many, many people who are living on the streets and have limited or no access to bathroom facilities, showers, your mail, correspondence. It's a very serious situation, and a lot of people here in San Francisco are trying to work towards solutions. There's the St. Francis Homelessness Challenge group that was formed by Amy Weiss, and they've been doing a lot. So I just want to let you guys know that you can go out there to the Government Audit and Oversight Committee meeting to hear about and discuss Supervisor Campos's navigation center legislation, which would require the city to build more navigation centers and to address street homelessness. And so it's going to be heard and voted on at that committee meeting. So I'm going to end the show today. It is National Poetry Month, but I like to end the show with poetry anyway. And this is about a homeless man that I have recently had some interactions with. TJ's sign says that he's dying, and I believe him. Over 4 months, he's gotten more gray and gaunt, and today his sign asked for someone to give him a chance, and that Friday might be his last. I find that he's crying, so I give up my green light right of way and stay to say hello, ask him where he has to go. Golden Gate Park, he says. Are there good people or bad people there these days? Depends on where you go. Ask him if he's got a friend. There's one. I tell him I don't know what I can do for him, but I promise to keep checking in. Tell him not to stay in the shadow too long. Move into the sun and be warm. I touch his shoulder as I depart, so perhaps he'll feel the healing in his heart. I'm Global Val. Thanks for tuning in to Women's Magazine here on MutinyRadio.fm. Be sure to tune in to Women's Magazine on KPFA 94.1 FM.